hope you bear with us in terms of that. Her speech is not very long. We also think that she talks about the compensation, and I hope that comes up quite clearly, in that many people have not been compensated, and it's costing the Japanese government between 500 and 650 billion US dollars. I hand over to Ayako.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ayako Oga, and I have come from Fukushima, Japan. I used to live 5 kilometers away from Fukushima number one nuclear reactor, which is located in Okuma Town, Fukushima Prefecture. On 11 March 2011, a huge earthquake hit the northeast region of Japan, and I was busy moving to our new home, which had just been built a few kilometers from our old house. When the earthquake struck, I quickly realized that we probably could not avoid some sort of nuclear accident. I wanted to warn our neighbors and friends about an early evacuation. However, since there was very little information about the disaster available initially due to the earthquake, my husband and I got into our vehicle and drove around in order to search for better information. From that moment, we were no longer able to return to our home. Approximately 26 hours after the earthquake hit, about 90,000 citizens who were living in a 20-kilometer radius from the nuclear plant received an order from the government to evacuate the area. We used to live approximately 240 kilometers away from Tokyo, the capital city of Japan, in a region where there are nuclear plants which generate and provide power to Tokyo. Apart from the generation and transmission of power to Tokyo, the place used to be a quiet farming area. But now, the citizens in that quiet farming area have had to evacuate their homes with only the barest necessities. Their families are broken up within the Fukushima prefecture, or even all over Japan. Many have lost their jobs and are now struggling with their unpredictable day-to-day life. I think it will be impossible during my lifetime that the amount of radiation drops down to the level which is safe enough for human settlement. There are many cases where physically weak elderly people have passed away at the places where they were evacuated to, but their families were not even able to organize funerals in their own churches, in our case mostly temples. they could not contact their relatives and friends, so very small funerals were organized. Personally, I was told about the death of three of my friends much later, and we shed tears with frustration. From 12 until 15 March, three explosions occurred and a large amount of radioactive material fell and deposited over the wide area. When I say a large amount of radioactive material, cesium-137 is a radioactive substance. The amount of cesium-137 exposure in Fukushima was equivalent to more than 160 times the amount of exposure at the Hiroshima atomic bomb blast. The region within an approximately 80-kilometer radius from the nuclear plant, with a population of 1 million people, reached contamination levels which are equivalent to the levels at which Ukraine and Belarus local governments applied to an evacuation policy during the nuclear meltdown at Chernobyl. However, although the Japanese central government as well as the Fukushima local government issued an instruction for evacuation to an additional 10,000 citizens 50 days after the disaster, they organized a safety campaign with the message that although there might be a radiation contamination, the levels of exposure are safe enough. It seems that the so-called myth about the safety of nuclear power plants, which had been conveyed up until this disaster, has somewhere along the line been substituted with a new myth about the safety of level of exposure. Some believe in such a safety campaign and are getting on with their lives. However, schools and nurseries restrict the time spent on lessons or activities which are done on the ground. From October, accumulated radiation exposure dosimeters have been distributed to all children under the age of 15, which they now wear around their necks all the time. Citizens are trying to avoid opening windows at home as far as possible. Almost all children do not play outside, and indoor amusement parks are doing a roaring business. Radioactive materials have contaminated everything, including roads, plants and trees, ground, roofs and walls of buildings, agricultural land and products, and forests. Some of the radioactive materials initially contained in rivers have built up in gutters, side ditches, and cracks between flagstones as a result of rainfall. The rainfall is also radioactive. When it is sunny and the wind blows, then the dust on the ground with radioactive material attached scatters, disperses into the atmosphere. The radioactivity measurements being conducted by both the national and local governments are insufficient. Instead, measurements are being taken by the citizens, and the actual measurement values were clarified. I would just like to mention what happened on last Sunday when I arrived in South Africa. I was taken to the restaurant for lunch with a view of the lake from my table. Some at our table suggested walking to the pond to see the ducks while waiting for dessert to arrive, but I initially hesitated. This is because in my recent normal daily life, I cannot touch or even get close to handrails and other outdoor fixtures. So when I was asked to go outdoors and enjoy the nature, I could no longer simply appreciate it. I needed to first decide whether or not it would be safe to go out there to watch the ducks in the pond. Occurrences that we used to take for granted, like children running around on the grass in the park, flowers which are carefully looked after and blossoming, ducks in the pond, people walking peacefully along the lake. Now I see these ordinary things differently, and I must first think, here there is no contamination, unlike Fukushima. The emission of radioactive substances from the Fukushima No. 1 nuclear reactor has not yet stopped. The figure sourced from the Tokyo Electric Company is 72 million becquerel per hour in January this year, and they predict this figure remains for a while. In terms of the decontamination operation, government has started to remove the surface of layer of ground. Walls and roofs of buildings are being washed with high pressure water jets. However, even the government admits that this kind of decontamination operation can only remove a small percentage of the radiation from the exposed area at high cost. Under such circumstances, the number of citizens who have decided to evacuate voluntarily is gradually increasing month by month.